where game two will have the Leafs taking on the Jaguars here on NIHL Wolves Cup opening round hockey. Again, coming to you live from the Mount Prospect Ice Arena in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us. As we have an early stoppage of play and a penalty is going to the box for the Leafs will be Sean Bachman as he'll head to the box. And we'll have a faceoff to the right of Leafs goaltender Michael Randazzo. Randazzo in net for the Leafs. And down on the Jaguars side, number 95, Timmy Darsh. Darshay. All right, here come the Jaguars throwing the puck inside the Leafs zone. Power play time for the Jaguars. As they get it over to the far point, shot towards the net, and doesn't get all the way through. Leafs look to clear, and they do. Now skating with the puck for the Jaguars, number 20, Josh Thompson. He'll get it out to center ice, and the puck flipped along the far boards, brought back in by number 43 of the Jaguars. That's Joey Wagner. Puck comes outside of the zone back to center ice, and Wagner will throw it back in. That's Cole Walsh for the Jaguars. Now the Leafs get the puck all the way down into the Jaguars zone. Jaguars will have to retreat and set up again. Centering pass over to number two, Nick Creighton. Creighton carries the puck in, far circle. Puts a backhander towards the crease. He was trying to feed number 42. That was Lane Brubaker-Egner. And the puck got deflected. Otherwise, he would have had a nice offensive opportunity there. Net got dislodged from the mooring, so we'll have a faceoff to the right of goaltender Michael Randazzo of the Leafs. Now the Leafs carrying the puck along the near boards inside their own zone, trying to kill off this penalty. And clearing it outside the zone is James Gray. Jaguars knock it back in. Randazzo will leave it behind the net for number 46, Cole Walsh. Check that, 66. All right, now I don't have a 66. I have a 60 anyway, so I'll check that. I'm looking at the wrong. That's Jake Nowak. Nope. Mario Mertz. Mario Mertz, number 66 for the Leafs. Leafs with possession inside their own zone. 6 seconds remaining on the penalty. Comes out into the slot area. But then he gets knocked over to the far boards or near boards where Thompson will corral it for the Jaguars. And he'll knock it over to Mertz. Penalty is over. Both teams are back at full strength, but there's going to be a penalty on the Jaguars as number 54 is heading to the box for the Jaguars. And hitting from behind is the call, and taking a seat will be number 54, Aiden Ogarek. Ogarek in the box. And that hit also causes, so that's going to be also a misconduct penalty. So Ogarek's going to be in the box for a while. And the Jaguars had to serve up another player to serve the power play portion. Power play time for the Leafs, 10-10 remaining here in the first period. No score. We're in the first period of NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament pool play. Bantam pool play between the Leafs and the Jaguars. Now Leafs on the power play up along the far boards, bringing it inside the zone, and stick handling, firing a shot, making the save was Timmy Darshay. And now Thompson will throw the puck inside the zone, and Randazzo will leave it behind his own net. And that puck's going to be picked up by number 68, Jake Nowak, for the Leafs. And Graziano intercepts, but comes across to the far boards. Number 4, Sam Breen, for the Leafs. He loses it. Mertz corrals the loose puck at center ice. And he's able to knock it away from the Jaguars. And now Breen, now playing hot potato here in the neutral zone. This time the Jaguars finally able to get it cleared inside the Leafs zone. And Breen will look to break out. He's centering pass, missed connection. That's going to go all the way down for an icing call with 27 seconds remaining on the power play for the Leafs, and 8:52 to go in the first period. No score here on NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament Hockey on SportsTownChicago.com. Powered by the Illinois Media School, Eric Willowhite on the call, and Andy Baker on camera as we're bringing you live action here from the Mount Prospect Ice Arena. Big hit at center ice. Now the Leafs come out with the puck. Bachman dumps it inside the zone. He keeps it in along the near boards, battling. Benetti overskates it, but Murata is able to keep it inside the zone. Now the Leafs doing a good job. Bachman into the slot. Kept in by Murata near point. And Mihalik. Now the Jaguars take it the other way, and Murata chips it back in for the Leafs. Puck goes over to the far boards. Leafs doing a good job. Active sticks, getting on a man as soon as possible, preventing the Jaguars from getting any sort of forward momentum. But that time, Graziano fired a shot just outside the zone, but I believe that's going to be an offsides call against the Jaguars. With 7:58 to play here in the first period, no score. Or the Jaguars taking the draw is Owen Perry. And for the Leafs, that was Perry Lagatus. Hit along the far boards. Referee's arm goes up. Not sure what the call is there. Now the Leafs take possession. And it's an interference call. So it's interference against the Leafs. Now the Jaguars will go to the power play. So it's a penalty-filled game here in the early going, as that's the third penalty called. And we're not even halfway through period number one. In the box for the Leafs, I believe that's Sturm. It's 88. It says 86 on the board, but I believe it's 88. Jaguars on the power play. Thompson, far corner, inside his own zone, the team captain for the Jaguars. Now cross ice pass over to Creighton. Creighton flips it inside the Leafs zone. Getting there first, however, for the Leafs is Jacob Mikkelsen. Whoa, and that puck gets flipped inside the stands here. Keep your head on a swivel if you're at a hockey game, as that puck got thrown into the stands, and everyone's on high alert now. Minute 35 on the power play for the Jaguars. Face off to the left of goaltender Michael Randazzo of the Leafs. Jaguars win the draw. Thompson near point. Cross ice pass. Shot from the top of the far circle. Save made by Randazzo. And doing a good job in assisting there was Murata for the Leafs, as Randazzo is able to hold on. Now this time the faceoff will be to the right of Randazzo. And the Leafs clear. 1:20 on the power play for the Jaguars. Cross-ice pass from the Jaguars, Owen Perry. And it goes inside the Leaf zone, but that's going to be an icing call against the Jaguars. So faceoff will come all the way back down into the Jaguar zone to the left of goaltender Timmy Darche. Faceoff to the left, won by the Leafs. They'll ring it around into the near corner. Jaguars look to get it out, and they do. Here's Golden. Golden had the puck knocked off his stick at the last minute by the Leafs' number 65, Cole McKellar. Nice defensive play, and the Leafs clear. Graziano behind his own net. Has it stolen away. Puck goes towards the net, flipped behind the net by Darche into the near corner. Now Mihalik. Leafs doing a good job keeping the Jaguars hemmed inside their own zone. Puck is loose. And there comes the Jaguars, number 21. Out to center ice. That's Brandon Weitzel. That's going to go in for an icing call against the Jaguars. 25 seconds on their power play, and they're back inside their own zone. Face-off to the left of goaltender Darche. No score, 6:03 to play in period one. Oh, in the slot. Lagudas, and his shot rings through the slot area and goes wide into the near corner. Graziano looks to get it over on the far boards outside the zone. Jaguars able to get it outside the zone. Skating after it for the Leafs, number 68 is Jake Nowak. Nowak falls down. Jaguars carry on. Now on the near boards. Shovel ahead to center ice. Graziano will skate after it for the Jaguars. Over to center ice. Falling down and now taking possession of the puck is Konecek for the Leafs. Gets it to Owen. No one will flip it inside the zone. Nowak, I should say. Jake Nowak. And now play in the near corner inside the Jaguar zone. Breen fires a shot, deflected a couple times. And Darche able to make a save on that one. Puck was deflected two times on its way to the net. And Darche was able to track it all the way and make a nifty save. No score with 4:49 to play here in period one. Oh, heavy hit just in front of the Leafs bench. As taking a tumble was the Jaguars' Ryan Plotke. Now puck along the far boards. Plotke tries to clear it out. Now Thompson has it. For the Jaguars, gets it out to center ice. Plotke throws the puck inside the zone. Leafs look to clear, and they do. Now Lagutis has it. Now Thompson. Thompson to Plotke, far boards. He's going to skate it inside the zone. Nice stick check there by the Leafs number 65, Cole McKellar, to break up that play. Both teams back at full strength. Puck goes on net. And making an easy stick save was Michael Randazzo of the Leafs. And puck kept in at the far point, rung behind the net. Over to Creighton along the near boards, kept in by Walsh, near point, trying to feed it into the slot to Randazzo, and that puck skittered over his stick. I'm sorry, that was Brubaker-Egner for the Jaguars. Now Creighton gets it back to Walsh, near point. Shot goes wide of the far post. Thompson keeps it in, throws it to the far boards. Leafs look to exit the zone, and they do. Now the Leafs battling in front of their own bench. Jaguars flip it inside the Leafs zone. And Randazzo is going to hold on for a faceoff. He didn't like what he saw there in terms of the oncoming traffic, so he decided to fight another day. Faceoff will be to his right with 3:07 to play. Period one, no score. And the puck in the near corner inside the Leafs zone. They look to clear, and they do. Puck flipped back inside the zone, and Murata will chase it down for the Leafs. He'll flip it over to Nowak. Nowak flips it over to the near boards, out to center ice. Jaguars look to clear. Sturm keeps it in along the near boards, and he has it behind the net. Looking to stick handle and feed out to the slot, and the Jaguars wisely decide to shoot that puck down the ice as they were being pressured. So it's going to be an icing call against the Jaguars with 2:31 to play in period one, no score. NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament Hockey. This is the opening round seeding pool play, round robin, between the Leafs and the Jaguars. Face off to the right of Timmy Darcheux. Jaguars clear the zone. Puck going all the way down inside the Leafs zone. Not enough for icing. Icing waved off. Leafs will have to play it. They'll ring it to the near corner. Now back over to the far corner. Leafs look to clear and get it out. Sturm. Sturm shovels it ahead to center ice. Doing a good job pinching it along the far boards there was McDonald for the Jaguars. Josh McDonald. Now good battle in front of the Leafs bench. Although not much happening on the ice other than that battle on the boards. And now the Leafs are able to gain possession. But now Golden has it for the Jaguars. He loses it along the near boards. Coming out with it is Perry. He flips a shot. And that sticked into the near corner by Randazzo. Perry with a good offensive opportunity there for the Jaguars. Looking to clear. McDonald keeps it in at the far point. Now puck along the near boards. Minute 20 to play in period one. Puck battle in the near corner. Comes out. Leafs look to get it outside the zone. They do. Skating ahead with it, number 17, Jacob Michelson. Throws a shot on net. And Timmy Darcheux had to make a save there. Now Breen will skate back inside his own zone with just under a minute to play in period one. Center ice. Leafs. Tino Benetti. Benetti throws it to the slot. No one home, however, for the Leafs. Now there is, as Breen comes in and scores! Backhander around Timmy Darcheux, and he's able to deke him out and put it past him for the lead. 1-0 in favor of the Leafs on a turnover right in the slot area. And the Leafs jump out to a 1-0 lead with just over 43 seconds remaining in the first period. So originally that puck in the slot, no one was home for the Leafs. Jaguars had two players on it, but they weren't able to corral the loose puck, and Breen was able to cash in on it, pinching in from his defensive position. And he deked goaltender Timmy Darcheux for the goal. 1-0 leads. Now Bachman tries to throw a shot on net. That's blocked nicely by the Jaguars' Cole Walsh. Puck back inside the zone. Perry will float it ahead to Creighton. Unable to make the connection, however. Now Perry will carry it in. Over to Brubaker Egner. Egner has it. Flips it back to the far point, or to near point. Walsh back to Thompson. Thompson flips it on net, and it's tucked in! Tucking the puck in the net, Lane Brubaker Egner, right spot, right time, as Thompson, Josh Thompson, flipped that puck toward the net. And Randazzo able to make the initial save, but the puck came out. Brubaker Egner buried it as he was right by the net for the rebound. We're all tied up at one. That goal coming just under 4 seconds to go in period number one. Exciting hockey here at the Mount Prospect Ice Arena. So we're waiting for the draw here. And this will do it for the first period of play. As time runs out here on period number one, with the score all tied up at one on some late goal scoring by both teams. Sam Breen getting the goal for the Leafs on a turnover in the slot area, but But then coming in with just under 4 seconds remaining, getting the rebound goal was Lane Brubaker-Egner on that shot from the far point by Josh Thompson. And that is your score, 1-1. Shots on goal. 5 shots for the Leafs, 4 shots for the Jaguars. But on the big board, 1 goal apiece. As we get reset here for second period action. So now just a recap going into this game. Jaguars were the top team in the division with 31 points. And the Leafs were in the 8th slot. But both teams are 1-1 at this point. And hockey fans, don't forget to catch the Chicago Wolves at home next Wednesday, February 22nd versus Cleveland. That game's at 11 a.m. So good day to play hooky and go out to the Allstate Arena to watch the Wolves take on the Cleveland Monsters. The Cleveland Monsters of the AHL. Wolves hockey. All right, we're underway here in period number 2. Jaguars will go right to left and the Leafs left to right. Leafs in their white uniforms with black pants and blue trim. And the Jaguars in their black uniforms with gold and white trim. Sturm has it along the near boards. He loses it. Thompson skates in from the near point, throws it to the slot. Backhander, and it's covered up. Let's see, is it a goal? No goal. No goal there. So a little jam up at the net, but referee blew the whistle, lost sight of the puck. 12:20 to play in period 2, and we are all knotted up at 1 goal apiece. Faceoff will be to the right of Michael Randazzo. Leafs take possession of the draw. They cleared out the center ice. Mihalik bumped off the puck, but not before he's able to get it inside the Jaguar zone. Puck goes over to the far boards and cleared out. Breen has it for the Leafs. He'll shovel it ahead to center ice, and McDonald will dump it back in for the Jaguars. Now Breen behind his own net, flings it on over to the far boards. Flipping the puck ahead, number 91, Corey Carlson gets it inside the Jaguar zone. Along the far boards, we have a 5-player battle ensuing there. Well, 4, plus an onlooker. And that shot goes over into the near corner by the Leafs. Breen pinches in at the near point, overskates it. And now the Jaguars will come outside the zone. Here's Goldan has it. Oh, nice job on the defense there by Perry Lagatus, muscling off the Jaguars player and avoiding an offensive opportunity. Now the Leafs look to clear it outside the zone. They do. Here's Corey Carlson has it. Stick handles around. Fires a shot into the gut of goaltender Timmy Darcet. The referee had blown the whistle as Darcet lost his stick in that scrum. They had blown the whistle dead, but a great opportunity there for the Leafs. And big save made by the Jaguars and Darcet, keeping this game knotted up at 1 goal apiece. Face-off to the right of Darcet. Jaguars win the draw, try to clear it out, but it's kept in along the far boards. Now the Jaguars able to get possession, get it out the center ice. The Leafs dump it right back in the Jaguar zone, however. Benetti skating in along the near circle, loses possession. Leafs look to clear, and they're able to get it out. Now McKellar throws it towards the net, and it goes over to the far boards. And number 68, that's Jake Nowak, trying to keep it in at the far point, unable to. Jaguars going the other way. Here's Plotke. Plotke circling in the far corner. Throws it in back into the far corner and getting there first for the Jaguars, number 21. That's Brandon Weitzel. And the puck comes all the way outside the zone. McDonald will have to retreat for the Jaguars. Puck intercepted by Bachman. And Bachman tries to flip it back inside the zone. McKellar will flip it inside the Jaguar zone. And it's going to be an offsides call as in ahead of the play was number 90-88. That's Bryce Sturm for, let's call it icing. So icing call against the Leafs. Face off inside the Leafs zone. Jaguars win the draw. Oh, shot. Kick to the side by Brubaker Egner. And goes to the far boards to Creighton. Creighton throws it on net. Stick save made by Graziano. Now Creighton pinned up behind the net. Pinching in was Thompson from the far point. Leafs come out with it. Two on two. Thompson, good back checking there, however. And then the puck goes, rolls on the net. And a collision at the side of the net as Darche had to make a save. What looked like a harmless play. That puck rolled towards his far post. And he's able to pin it and make a save for the faceoff. 9:20 to go in period two. 1-1. Faceoff comes on net again, and Darche will hold on for another faceoff with 9:16 now to go here in period number two. Again, all knotted up at one. NIHL Wolves Cup tournament action here on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. So glad you could join us from the Mount Prospect Ice Arena. Eric Willowhite and Andy Baker here on your play-by-play and camera, respectively. Jaguars inside the Leafs zone, firing a shot towards the net and making a nice block and getting into the shooting lane is number 99, Luke Marotta. Now Marotta will skate out with it. He loses it to Goldan. Goldan for the Jaguars, far circle. Loses it into the far corner. McDonald pinches in. Leafs come out with it, Marotta. Out the center ice, McDonald keeps it in at the near point. Marotta back behind his own net. Now he'll chase after it in the near corner. Flip it up along the near boards. McDonald keeps it in near point off the shin pad of Carlson and goes over the stick. And now skating after it for the Leafs, number 17, Jacob Michelson. But he's going off for a change. Jaguars look to go the other way. Puck brought outside to center ice. Lagatus has it for the Leafs. Fires a shot on net. And a high glove save made there by Darche. And he'll hold on for the faceoff with 8:09 to play period one, 1-1. Or period two, tied up at one. Faceoff will be to the left of Darche. Mihalik on the draw for the Leafs. And Jaguars was Nate Brandon Weitzel. Shot on net from the slot. And a nice save made by Darche. He'll hold on. Now Weitzel gets tossed from the dot. So coming in to replace him will be Joey Wagner for the Jaguars. And puck still loose. Jaguars come up with it. Thrown to the far boards by Thompson. Kept in by Breen. Oh, and now they're going to say it was just over the line before Breen brought it back inside the zone. So Offsides is the call. Faceoff outside the Jaguar zone, just in front of the Leafs bench with 7:52 to play in period two, 1-1. Thompson skating after it inside his own zone, near corner. He's got Bachman pressuring him. He'll throw it over to his defense partner, Walsh, in the far corner. Walsh will get it out to center ice. Hops over the stick of McKellar, but that's going to go down for an icing call against the Jaguars. 7:36, play period two, 1-1. Face off to the right of Darcet, who's been strong in net, as has his counterpart, Randazzo. Jaguars looking to bring the puck outside the zone. Leafs look to carry it back in. Sturm knocks the puck inside the zone before he was checked off at the blue line by Walsh. Now Thompson loses control. Leafs get it to the near point, Novak. Novak throws it back down low. Now Murata pinching in at the near point. Walsh will flip it off the glass, and that puck comes out to center ice. And Novak, puck pass was intercepted. Shot, save made by Randazzo. Now the shot goes over to the far boards as Thompson circles. He's looking for an opening. Throws it behind the Leafs net. Leafs get there first. Now Sturm will flip it off the glass and clear it inside the Jaguar zone. That's going to go down. No icing. That's going to have to be played by the Jaguars' number 42, Brubaker Egner. He's stick handling. He's going to carry it up, ring it off the near boards. He was not over center ice at the time, so that's going to be an icing call. Icing against the Jaguars. And the faceoff will come all the way back down inside the Jaguar zone to the left of goaltender Darcet. Pad save made off the faceoff draw and shot by the Leafs. Nice blocker save made by Darcet. Puck flipped up into center ice. Skating with it is Golden for the Jaguars. Yeah, the puck knocked off his stick at the last minute by number 66, Mario Mertz. Nice defensive play by Mertz. Now fed into the slot. Now McDonald. Over to Graziano. Graziano shot off the pads of number 59. That's Michael Mihalik for the Leafs. Out to center ice. Here's Golden. Golden. Near circle. Plotky. Plotky tries a backhander. And he wasn't able to get enough on it. Now he digs it out in the near corner. Spins back around. Goes back into the near corner. Into the slot. Intercepted by Mertz. Or Breen, I should say. But still on the near boards. Now McKellar loses it. Back to the far point. Walsh fires a shot. Blocker save made by Graziano. And the Leafs go the other way. Carlson. Carlson has Benetti with him. Carlson fires a shot. Save made. Carlson in the slot. Rebound. And McDonald able to get in front of that one and block the shot. And the Jaguars look to clear. It's going to go down for icing. Good defense on both ends. As you're seeing some good shot blocking and sticks in the lane, keeping the pucks off the goaltenders. That's what happened in that sequence of events. 1-1, second period, 4:48 to play. Face off to the right of Darcet. Mihalik will skate off. And let's see, puck dropped unfairly there. So we'll do it again. On net, save made by Darcet, and he'll hold on. As he had the Leafs, Sean Bachman coming in looking for the rebound. And Darche held on to the puck and Bachman's stick in that sequence of events. Faceoff taken by the Jaguars. Plotky was open. Oh, and a nice play by Marotta to knock the puck down, but they're going to call it a hand pass. But nonetheless, good play by Marotta to intercept that puck. Otherwise, Plotky would have been off to the races. Faceoff will come right on the Notre Dame logo along the near boards inside the Leafs zone. Leafs take the draw and clear it all the way down. That's going to be icing as Bachman throws it down, and it'll go down for icing. 4:28 to play, period two. Now a faceoff to the right of Randazzo. Marotta has it for the Leafs. He'll skate behind his own net. Intercepted by the Jaguars, however. Now stick flying in the air. I believe that was number 68 for the Leafs. That's Jake Nowak lost his stick, and he's going to gather it up in the far corner, and he does. Leafs, Benetti. Now Bachman. Bachman loses his stick. You're going to have to get some stick-em over there on the Leafs side. Here come the Jaguars the other way. Creighton. Creighton fires a shot, doesn't get towards the net, blocked by the Leafs. And we're going to get a penalty here. Penalty against Creighton. He's heading to the box. He is upset. And he gets a misconduct as well. Unsportsmanlike conduct. So we got a 10-minute misconduct penalty in addition to the original minor. So Creighton in the box. 3:45 to play in period two. Yeah, you could tell he was hot going into the box. He didn't agree with the call, but that extra slam on the door, the referee saw that, and that's not a smart play. So you kind of want to keep yourself composed. Even if you disagree with the call, you don't want to put your team in a tougher situation when you're already shorthanded. As Mihalik has it for the Leaf, drops it to Konasek. Battle on the near boards inside the Jaguar zone. Four-player battle. Green looks to dig the puck out, and he does, near point. Has the puck, drops it down low to Sturm. Now on the near boards, back to Breen, near point. He'll circle down low, back down to Sturm. Sturm tries the stick handle. Walsh intercepts it, and he clears it outside the zone. 59 seconds remaining on the power play for the Leafs. Konasek leaves it to the near boards. Breen. He'll circle. Trying to get outside of his own zone to get it to Konasek. Intercepted, however, by the Jaguars. Golden fires a shot. And I believe able to get a piece of it was Randazzo, possibly with the shaft of the stick. Keep it a 1-1 game. Puck comes out the center ice. Jaguars flip it back inside the zone. Breen has it for the Leafs. Out to Lagatus. Lagatus has it. He's going to skate along the far boards. Oh, nifty move around the defense. Throws it on net. And an initial save made there by Darche. Puck still inside the zone. Graziano will ring it around to the far boards. Breen tries to keep it in, and it hops over his stick at the last minute. And he'll have to regroup. Now Jaguars send it inside the Leafs zone. 2 seconds remaining on the penalty. And both teams back at full strength as the Jaguars killed off that penalty with a minute 42 to go. Now Benetti, backhand shot onto Darche. Rebound is loose. Let's see. And it's a goal. Benetti getting his own rebound on the puck battle. And the Leafs jump out to a 2-1 lead with a minute 34 to go here in period number two. So scramble in front of the net. Darshay was down for a while. And the puck went in underneath Darshay for the goal. And that's your score now, 2-1. So not exactly sure. There's still two players in the box for the Jaguars. Not sure if they got another penalty after that fracas. Yes, they did. And it's Joey Golden in the box for the Jaguars as they'll be shorthanded once again. Leafs on the power play. Walsh has it inside his own zone for the Jaguars. He clears it out to center ice. Jaguars look to go the other way. Plotkin has the puck taken off his stick by Bachman. Fed to Benetti. Benetti at center ice. He's unable to get onto it, and then Plotkin throws it back inside the Leafs zone. Now, Lagatus chips it ahead over skates Bachman, or puck hops over the stick of Bachman. Marotta knocks it down with his glove, carries it inside the zone. Fires a shot on net. Juicy rebound given there, but the save made by Darshay. And then the puck gets thrown into the Leafs bench with 54 seconds to play in period two and a minute 20 on the power play for the Leafs, 2-1 in favor of the Leafs. Face off to the right of Darshay. Jaguars take possession. Thompson rings it over to the near boards all the way out. And Breen will have to chase it down for the Leafs. Sam Breen is going to set up shot behind his own net. And he'll skate it up along the near boards looking for an outlet. Cross ice pass to Mertz. Now to Mihalik. Mihalik skates it in, rings it around the Jaguars' goal. And Walsh gets there first into the near corner. And he'll try and pin it down. Leafs come out with it. Mihalik behind the Jaguars' net. Now in the far corner. Over to Mertz, near point. Oh, far-point shot, score! Not sure if it was deflected, but either way, Mertz with the bang from the far point. And it goes in. We'll give it to Mertz. And it's now 3-1 in favor of the Leafs. Well, the two games we've done so far, the scores have been reverse in the order of standings of the teams that have been playing. The first game, Rockford versus the Huskies. The Huskies wound up winning that game, even though they were lower in the standings. And in this game, Jaguars were the top team. But the Leafs have a 3-1 lead here with just over 2 seconds remaining in period two. 28 seconds. Actually, that power play should be over with. Face off to the right of Darshay. 3-1 now in favor of the Leafs. Draw at the dot, and clock will run out here. And we got some chippy play at the end of that period. And both teams go and regroup, go over to their benches. 3-1 now in favor of the Leafs. As we get ready for period number three. Through two? Through two or 4-2?
Oh, no, that's just second period.
Oh.
Total is 14-11.
14-11 in favor.
Jaguars.
14-12 Jaguars on shots through two periods of play, but on the big board it's 3-1 in favor of the Leafs. And again, Chicago Wolves hockey fans, catch the Wolves at home next Wednesday, February 22nd versus Cleveland, 11 a.m. Saturday, February 25th, 7 p.m. versus Iowa. And Sunday, February 26th versus Iowa, 3 p.m. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. All right, we're going to get ready for the third period puck drop here in a moment. And don't forget, the Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League in their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. All right, we're underway here in the third period with the Leafs holding a 3-1 lead. Both teams are at full strength. Leafs will be going right to left this period. Jaguars left to right. Thompson has it. Cross-ice pass, dangerous, almost intercepted there by the Leafs. But then it's cleared out to center ice. Breen takes possession for the Leafs. He'll flip it into the zone. As the Leafs clear, Walsh will take it behind his own net for the Jaguars. Rings it off the glass. Keeping it in nicely was Mihalik at the far point. And now Thompson will have to retreat inside his own zone. And gets it over to the far boards, or near boards, to Wagner. Now Mihalik. Walsh will chase after it, being flagged down by Benetti. Walsh gets pinned up along the far boards. Leafs come out with it. Shot through the crease. And then the Jaguars look to escape the zone. Inside the Leafs zone as the Jaguars make a full-scale change. Leafs look to get the puck outside the zone. Graziano has it for the Jaguars to Perry. Now Graziano back inside his own zone, rings it off the glass and goes out to Novak for the Leafs. And now Lagatus will chase it down for the Leafs. They'll throw it to the far boards. Kept in. McDonald fires a shot well over the crossbar. Behind the net, goes into the near corner. Lagatus tries to dig it out. And it comes out to center ice. McDonald will get there first for the Jaguars. Lagatus will dump it back inside the Jaguars' zone. Now Brubaker Egner has it. He's going to skate over to the far boards. Carries it in. Shot from the slot and sticks. Mertz got a stick on that and deflected into the near corner. And then Weitzel tries to throw it towards the net. It gets blocked over to the far boards again. Now Mertz has it for the Leafs. He's going to go behind his own net. Circle, change direction, go the other way. McDonald keeps it in at the far point. And then Golden. Check, that's number 11. That's James Gray for the Jaguars. Graziano keeps it in at the near point. But his shot towards the net will hit off the shin pads. And the Leafs will throw it back inside the Jaguars zone. And we're going to have a penalty against the Jaguars. We got a tripping call. Tripping is the call, and Weitzel will head to the box. I believe that's his second penalty of the day. Tripping is the call. 3-1 in favor of the Leafs with 10:06 to play, and the Leafs will go back on the power play. Faceoff will be to the right of Tim Darche. Faceoff won by the Jaguars and thrown all the way outside the zone. Golden has it, and he'll ring it to the far boards. Leafs will look to skate out with it. Now Leafs having some trouble getting set up. Golden doing a good job knocking the puck off of, I believe that was Mihalik. No, McKellar, I should say. And now Breen behind his own net, looking for an outlet. Gets it over to the far boards. Cross-ice pass to McKellar. He's going to skate it up along the near boards. Throws it over head to Benetti. Benetti will ring it around behind the Jaguars' net. Thompson, near corner, throws it up along the near boards. Leafs look to keep it in. Breen, and he does. And now five-player battle ensues. Coming out with it is Bachman. Bachman tried to throw it towards the net, and it got sticked aside. Now we got a couple players down as Thompson is being sat on there by Benetti. Now Breen near point, over to the far point. McKellar throws it on net. Save made by Darcy. Puck is loose. Where is it? It was underneath, and now Thompson comes out with it. 37 seconds remaining on the penalty. Puck rung off the glass. Now brought back in by the Leafs. Skating around, Thompson is able to get there and clear it. Out to center ice. And we got a penalty on the Leafs. As heading to the box are going to be Lagatus. It'll be a roughing call. Lagatus, so that'll nullify the remaining 19 seconds on the power play for the Leafs. And then the Jaguars will have about a minute 40 power play time after four-on-four play here. Faceoff will come outside the Jaguar zone in front of the Jaguars bench along the far boards. 3-1 in favor of the Leafs. 8:25 to play in period three. All right. Puck is dropped. Leafs take possession. Mertz tries to get it inside the Jaguar zone. And the puck comes back out. Here's Golding for the Leafs. He'll throw it on net. Darcy will make the save. And the Jaguars are on a power play, but Golding intercepts it in the slot area. Now the Jaguars will look to set up. Plotky tries to deflect it inside the Leafs zone. McDonald will carry it in. Golding gets in the way of that play. Now Perry has it. Back to Plotky. Plotky to Perry. Perry skating in. Flip shot. Blocker save made. Rebound. And another save made by Randazzo. And the Leafs clear. Minute 15 on the power play for the Jaguars. As Randazzo coming up big there on a couple back-to-back scoring opportunities for the Jaguars. Now this will go down for icing against the Jaguars. Minute 3 on their power play and 7:28 to go in period number 3. Boy. Good goaltending there by Randazzo to keep it a 2-goal lead for the Leafs. Face off to the right of Darcy inside the Jaguar zone. Now scrum continues in the dot. Jaguars dig it out. Long pass trying to reach Brubaker Egner. And McKellar was able to get in the way of that. Now Walsh has his pass intercepted, but it was brought in offsides as Bachman was still inside the zone. So an offsides play against the Leafs. Otherwise, Sturm was in on a break. 7:08 to go, period 3, and 43 seconds remaining on the power play. Faceoff outside the Jaguar zone along the far boards. Brubaker Egner, he's skating in off the draw. Stick handles, tries to put it between the wickets, and he does. Right between the pads of Graziano on the faceoff draw. Brubaker Egner brings it in all the way. His second goal of the game. 3-2 in favor of the Leafs now as the Jaguars cut the lead to 1. Stick handle down. Goaltender Graziano and put it in the 5-hole. And it's a 3-2 game now with 7:01 to play here in period number 3. Jaguars inside their own zone. Puck flipped out to center ice. Golden almost had an opportunity there, but then Bonetti intercepts the puck. Now Thompson has it, cross ice pass to Walsh. Feeds it ahead to Golden. Golden gets bumped off the puck. Walsh keeps it in, just inside the blue line. Blues go, or Leafs go the other way. Here's Lagatus outside the box. He's going to stick Henlin off the side of the post and in. Lagatus, just like that, the Leafs. Jump back out front in a two-goal lead. On some nifty stick handling there by Perry Lagatus. And it's 4-2 now in favor of the Leafs. .623 to play, period number three. Some exciting hockey going on here in the Mount Prospect Ice Arena here in the South Rink. And we have four more games coming up tomorrow, so make sure you stay with us on sportstownchicago.com for NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament play. Graziano fans on a clearing attempt. Puck still behind the net. Leafs throw it to the far boards. Now skating out with it is Michelson. Flips it inside the Jaguar zone. Graziano will skate after it in the far corner. Loses the puck. Now Graziano and Michelson battling in back of the goal line. McDonald joins the fray. And now Weitzel. Weitzel comes out with it for the Jaguars. Throws it ahead to number 54. That is Aiden Ogarek. That's going to go down for icing. Now check that, they froze the puck. So we're going to have a penalty against the Leafs. Holding it is. 4-2 in favor of the Leafs, but they're going to be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. 5:37 to play. Here's Thompson. Thompson has the puck. Throws it off the far boards. Goes behind the net. Plotky pinching down low. Unable to get there. Leafs look to clear. And they get it outside the zone. Here's Bachman. Bachman fires a shot and goes wide of the net to the far boards. Breen keeps it in at the far post, far point. And now the Jaguars go the other way. Here's Perry. Perry skating it in. Feeding it to Plotky. Plotky stick handling in traffic. Comes out to Perry. Perry has it. Tries to center it in the slot. Over to Plotky. Puck is loose. Rebound. Oh, and he's unable to get there. Now Perry gets it. Shot fired over the side of the net by Walsh. Now comes over to the near point. And the Leafs are able to clear. Oh. Some anxious moments there for the Leafs and Graziano, but the Jaguars were never able to get footing on those rebound attempts. Now here's Gray. Gray for the Jaguars, loses possession of the puck. Carried back in by Weitzel, fires a shot, blocker save made by Graziano. Check that, Randazzo, the goaltender. Plotky behind the net, looking to center it. Comes over to the near boards. Brubaker-Egner. Now Gray, Leafs clear. 28 seconds remaining on the power play for the Jaguars. Thompson will skate it up. He's at center ice, over the blue line. Tries to stick handle around. He fires a shot, save made by Randazzo. Out to the slot, backhander by Perry. Goes behind the net. Thompson looks to center. Stick handles around a defender. Gets it over to the far side. Golden. Shot hits the side of the net. Power play is over. Both teams back at full strength, and the net gets off, knocked off its mooring. And we'll have a stoppage of play and a faceoff inside the Leafs zone with 3:36 to play, and the Leafs leading 4-2. .336 here in period three. Face off to the left of Randazzo. Puck is dropped. Leafs look to take possession. Leafs get the puck outside to center ice. McDonald will chase it down for the Jaguars. Cross-ice pass to Graziano. Intercepted by Bachman. Bachman will turn it in. He's at the near circle. Fires a shot. And it gets sticked into the far corner by Darcet. Now the puck goes into the near corner. Mihalik. Now Brubaker-Agner will skate out with it for the Jaguars. He has the puck along the far boards. He'll stop. He'll spin. Now he'll drop it back to the far point. Cross-ice pass. Weitzel fans on the shot attempt. Carlson tries to clear. He's unable to. Puck goes towards the net, and Randazzo will hold on for a faceoff with 2:46 to play here in period three and 4-2 lead for the Leafs. All right, faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Randazzo, Michael Randazzo. He's played a strong game in net for the Leafs. And puck goes over to the far boards. Thompson looks to keep it in, and he does temporarily. Then the Leafs clear it out. Now Thompson throws it to Plotke. Near point shot goes into the far corner in the Leafs zone. And the Leafs clear it, but throw it into their own bench. So we're going to have another faceoff, and this will, let's see. Going to come outside the zone. In front of the Leafs bench, along the far boards. 2:23 to play, 4-2 lead for the Leafs. Now Walsh will dump the puck inside the Leafs zone. Randazzo will stop it and leave it for Breen. Breen being checked now. Got a five-player scrum behind the net. And digging it out is Plotke to Thompson along the near boards. Back down low to Plotke. Plotke into the slot. And the puck goes away. And now here come the Leafs the other way. Empty net. Goes wide. Now Thompson. Out to Plotke. Plotke will stick handle center ice. He'll bring it inside the zone. Stick handles around a defender. Tries to shoot. Gets into the skate of Breen. Sturm looks to clear for the Leafs. Thompson keeps it in at the far point. Rolls it to the near corner. Coming down low is Golden. And now Walsh. Walsh has it. Fires the shot towards the net. I believe that hit off the stick or pad of Lagatus. And it deflected wide into the far corner. Golden. Leafs looking to clear. Minute 14 remaining. Shot towards the net. Save made by Randazzo. Plotke will track it down. Behind the net. Looking for a centering opportunity. Gets it to the slot. Goes wide. Thompson's going to have to hurry back. Keep it in. He'll throw it down low. To Golden. Golden. Spins it over to Perry. Perry and Golden in the far corner. Leafs look to dig it out. They do. Thompson keeps it in again along the far boards. This time the Leafs are able to clear. It's rolling towards the net. But it's going to miss and go wide for an icing call. With 41 seconds remaining here in the third period, and the Leafs maintaining a 4-2 lead. And we're going to get a timeout here. Both teams will talk things over. Jaguars will look to draw up some strategy here for a faceoff win, trying to get a quick goal. And the Leafs looking to defend in the event of a faceoff loss. Faceoff win, they need to know how to execute to get that puck outside the zone as quick as possible, as the Jaguars have pulled their goalie. And this time the Jaguars will call their timeout, so you don't lose them. Can't take them with you. So 41 seconds remaining. Tomorrow's game time here on SportsTownChicago.com. We have the Jaguars versus Blues at noon. And this will be in the North Rink here in Mount Prospect. And then at 1:25, Vipers versus Leafs. 2:55 Rockford versus Chargers. And then 4:20, our final game from North, Cyclones versus Huskies. So those four games will be our next games on tap for NIHL Wolves Cup tournament action right here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. So just under 42 seconds to play. Jaguars coming back on the ice. They've pulled their goaltender. Looking to win the draw and get a quick goal here to cut the lead down to 4-3. And the Leafs coming back on the ice, and goaltender Michael Randazzo, as they hope to win this draw and clear it down, or at least get the puck outside the zone. Draw to the right of Randazzo. Puck is still loose. Jaguars come out with it, throw it across the crease, and it goes over to the far boards. Creighton. And now down low, Brubaker Egner in the near corner. Along with Perry, Leafs come out with it. I believe that's Breen. Breen throws it to the far boards. Creighton throws it into the far corner. 15 seconds remaining. Now Murata. And the Leafs doing a good job at keeping everything on the perimeter. 6 seconds remaining. Leafs get the puck outside the zone, and that'll do it. As the horn sounds, and the Leafs win the opening game of pool play for them by a score of 4-2 against the Jaguars. And the Leafs again will play Vipers tomorrow at 1:25. The Jaguars will be the opening game tomorrow at noon. So we'll see both these teams in the first two games tomorrow. All right, both teams will meet at center ice here for the end of game handshake opportunity. And congratulations to the Leafs on their opening pool play win. And the Jaguars, good luck to them in their second game tomorrow. And we want to thank everyone for joining us here. Shots on goal, 21 for the Jaguars, and for the Leafs, 17 for the game. 18. Final score, however, 4-2 in favor of the Leafs. And that is your final score. We want to thank everyone for joining us here on the NIHL Wolves Cup tournament action here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. For Andy Baker on camera, I'm Eric Woolwhite saying so long, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. So long, everybody.